Demai Perk Beis Mishnah Gimel. I'm a Kabbal Olav Leo's Chaver. So if a person's Bekabbal to be a Chaver, now normally the Rambam says a Chaver is a Talmud Chacham, like he explains that a real Chavrus is L'Shem Shemaim, and Talmud Chacham, they do things L'Shem Shemaim, so therefore it's a real friendship, it lasts and it's trustworthy. But the Chaver here, the Rambam, the Mefarshim explained, it has to just do with Tuma. In fact, the Talmud Chacham is not automatically a Chaver, unless he's a Zaken and he's in Yeshiva for a long time and he's older. But normally, like we said in the previous Mishnah, there's a process that has to be done in front of three people, and he has to be consistent and accustomed to having his clothing and his drinks all tahar and being separated from tumah with everything for 30 days. And then afterwards, his clothing and all his drinks are tahar. So the Mishnah says that this person that's doing this, Einam Moichel Amma Aretz Lach V'Yavish, so you shouldn't sell to another Amma Aretz something that's wet or dry. So why not something that's dry? Something that's wet, so we know it's Mukhshar L'Kabel Tumah. Once something is wet, it's easy that it can be received Tumah. But something that's dry, why not? Because you don't give in Eretz Yisrael something that's tar to an Amma Aretz, because you're not allowed to cause Tumah in Chulin in Eretz Yisrael. And that which we had in the Mishnah Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, if you recall that you're allowed to give an Amma Aretz in Yerushalayim, Demai, it says, V'noisni L'Amma Aretz V'yochel Kenegdo. So the Mishnah Shonah there explains that there was already a Suffolk Tumah in it, because it was already Demai. Like the Rav says over there, but you can't give him Vadai, because now it would have caused Tumah on something that's Vadai. But the point is, the Mishnah Shonah makes, is that since it was Demai, it already had a problem of Tumah, Suffolk Tumah beforehand. But in our Mishnah over here, we're talking about Stam food that's not Demai, that you're not allowed to sell, whether it's dry or wet. And again, dry is because we're afraid that he's going to make it Tumah, that in the future it'll be wet and become Tumah. Ve'enu lokech imenu lach, and you're not allowed to buy from him wet foods, because again, we're afraid that he made it Tumah. But something that's dry, you're obviously allowed to. But how do you know it's dry now, but maybe it was wet beforehand? So the Rav says he's actually believed to say that they never were hukshar. Perhaps it's a chazaka right now that it's dry. But he's not allowed to say that they were hukshar, but they didn't become tummy. Because if he says that, mistama, the reason is because he uproots the chazaka, dehashta, a chazaka of what it is right now. Now, the Mishnah Shonah explains that we're dealing even with an Amma Aretz that's trying to become like this and be a chaver. It's whether it's a Talmud Chacham or an Amma Aretz, they can all become a chaver legabi tumas. So ve'enu misarech etzel Amma Aretz, so this person cannot be a guest by an Amma Aretz. This has nothing to do, this is even if there's no food by this Amma Aretz. It's only legabi tumah, that he shouldn't become tame. V'loy ma'orcho etzlo biksuso. And we do not have this Amma Aretz over. If a person's mekabel on himself, divrei chavrus, he should not have an Amma Aretz over with his clothing on. Because, interestingly enough, the Amma Aretz's clothing can cause more damage, legabi tumah, than the Amma Aretz himself. Because we're afraid that an Amma Aretz's wife, there was a nida sat on it, and the big day Amma Aretz becomes a tumas midras to people that are perushim, that are separate from these things, like this person that's trying to be a chaver. Or the Rav says the reason is that it's much easier to get in contact with clothing than by actually touching the Amma Aretz, that he can actually be more careful. But the Amma Aretz's clothing, it's very possible that one may accidentally be in contact with it. This person shouldn't raise a little animal, a smaller animal. The Rav says, because you're not allowed to raise a small animal in Eretz Yisrael, that they shouldn't go in other fields. There are other explanations to that as well, but it's not for now. And he shouldn't be liberal in saying many nedarim, because in the end, it will come back to bite him, and he will come lidei chilul, and his neder will be transgressed. Uvischok, and he shouldn't have a lot of schok, because that brings a person to erva. And he shouldn't become tame to mesim. So first of all, just explains that he shouldn't be metama mesim when there's no need for it. Obviously, if there's a need for it, everybody can be metama lemesim. Mishamash beis medrash. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda says he should go and be mishamash beis medrash. He should learn what tamei dicham in the beis medrash. Amrulo lo bo elu leklal. So the chacham said back to Rabbi Yehuda, these things that you're mentioning have nothing to do with becoming a chaver. And the halacha, according to the Rav, is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the chacham.